Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police have arrested a woman they say is the person who left a newborn baby girl on the steps of a subway platform in Penn Station. Our Julia Papa following the story. She joins us live.
And Linda, police had released video of a woman walking along the street with a bundle in her arms. She'd entered the 34th Street Penn Station subway stop, but left without the bundle. They followed her movements via security camera video. It appears she had used a livery cab that day, and the driver was able to identify her. Police picked her up at her home in Queens. 30-year-old Asa Diawara has been charged with abandonment and endangering the welfare of a child. The newborn was found wrapped in the blanket on the bottom step of the number one train platform. The baby had been taken to Bellevue, is said to be in good condition. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A woman was found dead in a Queens home last night, and police are now looking for answers. Officials say they responded to a call around 10:30 last night at a home on Hancock Street in Ridgewood. Cops found the 48-year-old woman unconscious and unresponsive. She was pronounced dead at the scene by EMS. Police say she had no visible signs of trauma or injuries on her body. The medical examiner now working to determine the cause of death. Federal agents targeting Canal Street yesterday as the Trump administration continues its crackdown on undocumented immigrants. Agents from ICE and Homeland Security investigations were seen detaining several people involved in street vending along Canal and loading them into unmarked vans. Councilmember Chris Marte, who represents the area, called the operation a horrifying display of federal overreach. He tells 1010 Winds.
My fear is that this is just the beginning, that they're going to not only do it here in Lower Manhattan, but they'll start doing it in Brooklyn and Queens and all across the city.
But not everyone is outraged by the raids. Ken owns a business in the area.
It's really been very frustrating to see all those counterfeit sellers there, and finally it's clean. I don't know why the local authorities can't do it. I see police officers do it, but they come back next day. So I'm very happy that it's clean finally, and hopefully we'll keep it up.
Federal agents were seen taking at least five people into custody yesterday. At least two of those people were released. And police are on the lookout for three men after a violent encounter on a Bronx subway platform left a man badly hurt. It all happened early Saturday morning at the Westchester Avenue station in Soundview. Cops say the men got into an argument with the victim. One of them punched him in the face, sending him onto the tracks, where he hit a passing train. The trio, all believed to be between ages 18 and 25, they all took off. The NYPD has now released surveillance images of them and is asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers. And on Long Island, sentencing today for the former state trooper who pleaded guilty to shooting himself in the leg and caused a massive manhunt for a non-existent shooter.
When Thomas Marcia faces a judge today, it's expected he will be sentenced to 6 months in jail, mandatory mental health treatment, and he must pay nearly $300,000 in restitution. The former state trooper pleaded guilty to shooting himself in the leg, but claimed he was shot by a driver on the Southern State Parkway. Authorities from all over looked for the driver, who never existed. The restitution would cover the cost of the manhunt. The DA says possibly the trooper committed the crime to gain sympathy from a former girlfriend. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
New Jersey is taking Amazon to court, accusing the company of shortchanging thousands of delivery drivers. The state's attorney general's office says Amazon denied proper wages to flex drivers who worked more than 40 hours a week by classifying them as independent contractors instead of employees. That also meant they missed out on unemployment and disability benefits. Amazon defended its flex praxis, saying that lawsuit was wrong on the facts and the law, and that flex drivers set their own hours and schedules. The case, which was filed in Essex County, comes as the company gears to hire about 250,000 workers for the holiday season. To the New Jersey governor's race now, New Jersey Republicans are now asking that federal election monitors be sent in, claiming that they're needed to ensure an accurate vote count in Passaic County. The suburban county has been a Democratic stronghold, but it shifted and went for President Trump in 2024, and it could be critical to Jack Cittarelli's chances against Democratic nominee Mikey Sherrill. State officials are criticizing the request. They called the federal intervention in the election highly inappropriate. The Justice Department says it's reviewing the request.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.